Recording has started and then we will proceed.
And at this time, we'd like to start the meeting. And Sherry, we would like to begin with roll, please.
Yes. On the telephone, myself, Sherry Schaefer, Mr. David Reed, Mr. Dan Nelson, Mr. Tim Tomitz, Mr. David Havokin, Mr. Mark Jordan, Mr. Rick Wilhelm, Officer James Nelson, Staff Sergeant Brandon Hernandez, Mr. Pete Rogel, Mr. Henry Cole, Mr. John Clendenin, Mr. Mickey Flores, Ms. Jillian Nicolazzo, Mr. Jacob Butcher, Mr. Travis Conant, Mr. John Kruna, Mr. Todd Kimball, Mr. Rick Williams, Ms. Erin Calwara, and Mr. Robert Fuji. Is there anybody else on the phone whose name I did not call?
Naomi Ulrich, Motorola.
Thank you, Naomi. Present in Anchorage, I show Mr. John Rockwell, Mr. Nick Fonenstock, Mr. Buckley Clark, and Mr. Bruce Richter. Is there anybody else present in Anchorage whose name I did not call?
Yep, you've got it, Sherry.
Okay, that does conclude the roll call.
Thank you very much. Moving on to the agenda, the first item is the review and approve of the main meeting minutes. Hopefully everybody got a chance to review those meeting minutes. At this time, I ask for any updates, corrections, or questions. Hearing none, I entertain a motion to approve the May meeting minutes as written.
It's Henry Cole, I move to approve.
Thank you very much, and I need a second. Yeah, Buckley.
I'll second that.
That's for Scott, for the state. Thank you very much.
I need a council member. So I believe I heard Staff Sergeant Hernandez second that.
You're on mute, Staff Sergeant.
No, that wasn't.
And again, yeah, I think we're probably confused on who can approve the meeting minutes and who cannot. I believe that anybody that is a council member that's either a primary or a secondary should be able to approve meeting minutes at this time. Is that correct, Sherry?
That is correct.
That wasn't me, though.
Staff Sergeant Hernandez, did you say you seconded the motion?
I can if I need to, but I didn't earlier.
Well, we are still waiting for the second.
Okay, I second it.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. And so the floor is open for any additional comments or corrections at this point. Hearing none, I approve the May meeting minutes. Moving on to the next agenda item is a review of the issues and risk log. Sherry, can you give us any updates to the issues and risk log, please?
Yes, we have some changes since last month. On the replacement of the DOI representative that was approved by a majority of the executive council on the 12th, May, and the new appointee is Mr. Robert Reddington from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The next change was a new letter of appointment for both the primary and the alternate J-Bear representatives that was approved by a quorum of the user council on the 24th, and then approved by the executive council. The third one under the active council issues was that Mr. Nate Skinner resigned as the primary State of Alaska All Others representative, so that position is now open. Under the operational issues, OP-12, the microwave at Clear. During the 19 May critical design review with the Air Force, the microwave shots are included in that that upgrade to be in that upgrade contract to be upgraded. And then OP-13, DoD microwave hops are at end of life. That is also part of that critical design review on the 19th of May, so they will be updated as well.
Sherry, thank you again. And the next item is the action item list. Sherry, if you could review any updates to the action item list from the last meeting.
There are no updates to that outstanding item from December 2020. The executive council is due to meet in July, and that's when they will be presented with the approved timeline from the UC.
And again, thank you, Sherry. At this time, we move into the operations management office overview. Mr. Dan Nelson sent us an email that says he was not doing well today. Dan, were you able to make it?
I am here. I'll try and get through briefly my report here. Thank you, John. So from the operations office, just a couple things I want to brief the council on, starting with our annual inventory confirmation. This is the required by audit where we have our each of our agencies certify their inventory is accurate, and certainly appreciate all the agencies that were able to get that back to us in a timely manner. We have 137 of our forms returned. One agency is still outstanding, and they will be sent a notice of noncompliance. So hopefully we'll get that resolved shortly. Coming up next for administrative details, folks will start to see their membership agreement renewals come in for the next fiscal year. They have not quite been distributed yet. We're still waiting on just a couple pieces of information, and then we will get those out there. So certainly please keep an eye out for emails from Sherry, and would certainly appreciate getting that turned around just as quickly as possible, hopefully by the end of this month, so we can get those all completed in the system. We didn't have any policy and procedure document reviews this month, so I'll talk just a little bit about some of the system metrics that you may have seen in the packet that was emailed out this morning. The system had 1,772,310 group and individual calls. Quite an increase from the last few months where we talked about, I believe in March, when we had the Arctic Edge exercise with quite a bit of traffic. And just for comparison, that's an increase of 556,085 calls from last May to this May. Push to talks, of course, followed that at 2,872,167 push to talks, a 597,000 increase from last May. So certainly seeing quite a bit of heavy traffic on the system, more than we've seen here in the last year or so. So that may be due to some of the red flag and exercise, and also maybe some incidents going on. Of course, we know we are in May and wildfire season and some of those things. So, but certainly good to see that system utilization happening. Consequently, we did have 466 busies for the month of May. And I have not had too much of a chance to dig into those. I have been out the last couple weeks and then managed to come back and get ill. But kind of a quick review showed a lot of those busies in some of the Zone 2 sites, particularly up in the with our military bases. So that may be tied to some of their traffic. There were also some other busies I noticed, some of the valley, some of the peninsula that may be tied to specific incidents. I know one of those was likely a wildfire, a small wildfire that took place. So again, not a great number, but a fairly controllable number of busies that I think we can associate with a good cause. So for our subscriber count, we have 24,798 subscriber units in the system. That's an increase from 72 from last month. And for our sites under 3-9s, forgive me, I didn't write this down, but...
Did we lose you, Dan?
Sure, it appears that we did. So, Dan, you joined us? Well, it did appear that we lost Dan. It looks like he was at the tail end of some of the system reports, looking at the 2022 system performance monthly site flow C9. We did have, like, eight different sites. Birch Hill, Hurricane, New Connect, Pillar Mountain, Sawhill, Sitka, Tok, and Woman's Bay at this time.
That was in April, yeah. We won't get the May update until sometime mid-month this month.
Okay, thank you for the update, Sherry. I'm just looking at the monthly statistics that was sent out in the last email. We could move on to the next agenda item, and then we can regroup with Dan when he gets back online for any future bullets that he wants to bring up. So let's move to the system management office. Nick, your turn.
I don't really got much to say. The guys did a bunch of the sites down in the Ketchikan area. There's still one more left, Honey Hay, that's been deferred off for a little bit. Besides that, the only other one is the Atwood RF site. Still needs to get done.
Oh, thanks, Nick. And so do you have a time frame when you're going to be doing either Sunny Hay or Atwood?
Sunny Hay, I talked to Articom. It sounded like they're going to be doing it around July time frame. Atwood, I have not heard anything, any updates about it other than the structural fail for the antenna, and they're going to be going with the 0dB gain.
Perfect, perfect. And then the next... major task after that would be the system upgrade. Do we have any time frame for that? Are we still looking at September, October?
That's, yeah, the last dates that you've heard is correct as well. That's what I've heard. It's pretty much on track with that, give or take, either side of that.
Okay, excellent. And then just to remind everybody that once we start the system upgrade, then the next step will be to tweaking and turning on all of the sites for TDMA. So we're going to encourage any older units to be upgraded, especially get those 5,000s, which are already, in some instances, you know, 14, 15 years old. I think that one of the things that we're looking at as we see the numbers increase, did Dan say 72 within the last month? You know, those are probably people upgrading, but just not turning off their old units. So, we also encourage that if you have any questions to contact the LMR office and then, you know, get those older units that are no longer in use turned off so we can keep the system as streamlined as possible. All right.
John, Dan here. I apologize for my internet connection. I don't know where you stopped hearing me. I can certainly take any questions based on my report whenever you're ready.
Right. The last thing we heard from you, Dan, you were going to look at the numbers for the 5-9s.
And yeah, so we did have in April, I believe, 8 sites and under 3-9s. And basically, what I was talking about is some of that was due to some backhaul issues and some TDMA and maintenance issues. So what I suspect, and Nick may have just covered this while I was offline, was as they're doing additional PMIs and TDMA optimizations for some sites they missed, we may start seeing some of those sites under 3-9s in the next few months But obviously, for a purpose that we know, and certainly we'll get us to where we need to be for the upgrade. So that's basically as far as I had for system metrics. I just did want to share with the user council that I did have an opportunity to spend a little bit of time in Southeast here last week, and was able to meet with some of our members in Ketchikan and Juneau, and have some good conversations there with some folks that are looking at potential changes to their operations as it relates to AMR and incorporating some more of those in there. So certainly appreciated that opportunity. And I do try, and if I am going to be traveling for some purpose around the state, I do try to get in touch with some of our members and offer time up for meetings if we have it. So definitely let me know if that's the case. And I, like I say, I do try and keep up with some of those folks. Otherwise, that is the end of my report. So I appreciate the patience with my internet here, and happy to stand for any questions.
Well, thank you very much, Dan. Is there any questions for Mr. Nelson at this time? Also, any questions for the System Management Office for Nick? Nick, was there anything else you wanted to update at this time?
No, John, I do not have anything else.
Thank you very much. Next bullet item is the State of Alaska and Department of Defense overviews. Buckley Clark, you're sitting in for Mr. Scott Stormo. Is there any updates that you'd like to make at this time from the state?
No updates that I've been made aware of.
So. Okay. I know that you're doing a lot of maintenance out there. You're doing the PMs. You're assisting the management office with all the installs. Thanks for all your hard work, both of you. Anybody from DOD to give a Department of Defense overview? I didn't hear if Mr. Woodall was online. Or not, other parts of DOD, any updates that you'd like to give?
Yeah, hi, this is Rick Williams from the U.S. Army Alaska. Soon to be the 11th Airborne Division. At this point, I'm still awaiting funding. I believe, that we'll have some emergency short fund possibly coming to us of about $1.3 million. It doesn't cover the TDMA, but should cover other initiatives that we're trying to accomplish. At this time, it is unfunded, I think that we need to look at this thing going forward as, what's the Army's role and participation going to be in LMR once it's no longer a trunk system for the Army as we await funding. So. There's an adult conversation that we might put on the docket for some time in the next few weeks. Hopefully this thing gets funded. If not, we're going to have to make some decisions. So that's the Army perspective. Can't speak on behalf of DOD.
So, Rick, I'm a little confused. You said once it is no longer a trunk system. Is that a foregone conclusion at this point that you're going to be pulling out?
It's a course of action. So yeah, we're having to look at all of our options because the Army did not commit to the funding for this upgrade, and yet we're still being held to pay for it. That puts us, that puts us in gray territory for the Anti-Deficiency Act, to my mind. We are doing the best we can to perform the upgrade, given what we've got. But I don't have the money in hand time now. When I get it, then we're prepared to execute. But if I don't get it, we should look at what the options are going to be, and the Army cannot pay for something it doesn't receive. So we may be looking at you know, different relationship between the Army and the cooperative.
I understand. And we do have signed codicils and different agreements that do go back many years, and we'll have to look into that, of course. I know that we've been working with the other part of DOD to see about covering as well. And so I just wanted to see if any decisions have been made. And it sounds like nothing has been made definitively at this point, that you're still looking for the proper funding source.
I would say more precisely, I found the funding source. So I just want to know if they're going to provide the funding. So far, I have tentative agreements, but until the money is in hand, the money is not in hand.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are there any questions for Mr. Williams at this time? Going back up, are there any questions for the state of Alaska for Mr. Clark? We've got a quiet group today. The next agenda item is new business. I don't have anything under new business in my agenda. Is there any items for new business to bring up at this time?
John, this is David Reed. Oh, go ahead.
Yes.
I'll go second. I have two things here. The first of all is the APX Next system. I know we're rolling into this upgrade with TDMA and everything else, and everybody's looking at buying new radios. I just wanted to give an update as far as Motorola's approval for the cloud service goes on that. And we still don't know when that's going to be nailed down. I haven't got an upgrade or an update from the cybersecurity team, but last I heard, they don't have a sponsor for it yet.
Thank you for the update, Mr. Reed. I appreciate that.
And the second thing is change request. Prior to buying things to go on the network, there is a requirement for a change request to be routed through the systems management office. If we can ensure people are doing that before we actually go forward with the purchase, that would be great, because I would hate to put into a position where I have to say that an item we are getting is not approved.
Right, right. Very good point. I know that there are some items that we've talked about that I did not see on the approved item list yet. And so that was a perfect point. Some of the items that we're looking at in the future are the APX Next, for example, that's not officially been approved. And so change requests and make sure that we get all the right approvals is imperative for success.
Yes, and the APX Next is its own separate beast also to remember. APX Next, the cloud system on it requires different approvals at the government level that are outside of our control.
Yes, I agree. All right, I think Mr. Bruce Richter had an agenda item to bring up at this time as well.
Yeah, I thought I heard Mr. Rick Wilhelm on the line earlier when we were doing the roll call. Rick from FEMA, is he on?
Yeah, I'm here, Bruce. Thank you for yielding to me. This is Rick Wilhelm, FEMA Region 10, Disaster Emergency Communications, and just putting out an invite for our Regional Emergency Communication Coordination Working Group, our RECWIG, on July 13th. It'll be in Anchorage, followed on the 14th. By a COMEX. Sherry, I don't know what would be the easiest for making contact. We're trying to do RSVPs just to ensure that we stay under our seat cap at the location. But if you can contact me or Sherry, I'm sure she can forward your contact to me, and I can get you additional information. For the RECWIG, we have several presenters, everything from reporting out on JAMEX in White Sands, New Mexico. That was last month. That was DHS, Science and Technology, all the way through you know, ICTAP service catalog presentation. Of course, Bruce will present. We have extreme weather communication effects by Sunny Westcott and some space and weather solar flare type presentation that will be given by NOAA. So would hope to see you all there. Please feel free to reach out. As far as the COMEX on the 14th, we're working out some additional details on that one. We'll have some tabletop presentations. We'll looking to do some HF as well as other communication efforts. If you have equipment or you'd like to participate, again, please reach out to me and look forward to seeing you all there. Thank you.
And Rick, it's my understanding that the both the record meeting on July 13th and at least a portion of the COM exercise on July 14th, they're going to be both in person and virtual for people that can participate that way?
That is correct. I was just on the assumption that everyone would want to show up in person, but yes, we'll have both a virtual option through Zoom as well as in person. We're also, I did not mention, we're trying to line up some tours for participants that are coming in from out of state. You know, it'd be awesome to maybe take some people to J-Bear. I did put in a request at the Tsunami Warning Center in Palmer, but haven't heard anything back yet. So if you know of anything that'd be interesting for our participants, again, please let me know.
And Rick, you've also worked with the Elmar Ops Manager, Dan Nelson, on setting up a webinar in June. Would you mind talking about that? Or if not, I've got the info in front of me.
Oh, please go ahead. Sorry.
So June 23rd, Dan Nelson will be doing a Zoom meeting webinar on behalf of the RECWIG, talking about why do we always blame communications, and heading is an almost all after action reports after a major event, disaster, or exercise. Communications will be at or near the top of identified issues. Although this has been true for many years, we don't always seem to make progress in making the communications landscape better. This webinar will discuss how to get ahead of these issues before your next event or training. So I thought that was pretty timely with an exercise coming up the following month. And appreciate Dan Nelson being willing to put his time into putting that together. It's on Zoom.
Yes.
I'll share the contact info with Sherry so she can push it out to the membership list if she chooses to do that.
And I just, thanks, Bruce. This is Rick. I just put it in the chat for those that would want to copy and paste it. I'll also put my contact information in the chat for anyone that would like to RSVP or get me your information. I have save a dates going out tomorrow and Friday, so if you'd like to participate, please let me know.
And if anybody listening does not already get the RECWIG Tidbits newsletter, it comes out generally twice a month, and it's, if you're involved in emergency comms in any way, shape, or form, it's the best source of information I have seen, and Rick is the man who puts that together, and we can certainly get you added to that mailing list. So the email list is strictly electronic distribution. Thanks for that, Rick.
Yes, thank you very much, Rick, and thank you very much, Bruce. And I want to just give another plug for the Tidbits. It's excellent reading. It's full of all kinds of pertinent articles and exposés regarding any type of wireless and two-way communication. All right. Before we mention the next couple of meetings, Dan, if you're still online, would you announce who's going to be presenting after we stop the recording? For the demonstration this afternoon?
Of course. And so we have a presentation by Redcom, so they're going to be presenting about their radio gateway product. And so we have those presentations here. And I think that, and forgive me, I believe it's Mike Gates is on with us, and Todd Kimball, our two presenters. So I'll certainly welcome them as soon as we're done with the business meeting.
Well, excellent. So before we adjourn and I announce the next couple of meetings, are there any other items for new business?
Could I just add one more item? This is, again, Bruce Richter from DHS. I just would really strongly steer people towards the CISA Shields Up website. We've really been kind of surprised that there hasn't been more fallout from the Russia-Ukraine conflict directly impacting the homeland. But the possibility is still there. The capability is absolutely there. And all of the shareable current threat information and vulnerabilities that we're aware of, we post on that CISA Shields Up website. So just Google CISA, C-I-S-A, Shields Up, and it'll give you absolutely the latest and best information about the ongoing cyber threat. Thank you.
Excellent, Bruce. Thank you very much.
This is Sherry. Just so everybody knows, we do have a post on the website that does have a link on there as well.
Thank you for that, Sherry.
All right. Any other new business? Hearing none, the next meetings are currently scheduled for July 6th and August 3rd. And I entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting so we can turn off the recording and then get to the meeting demo. Motion to adjourn. So I hear a motion to adjourn.
This is Henry Cole. I'll second it.
Thank you, Mr. Cole. Sherry, can I be the first?
You can.
Then I'll be the first. We'll adjourn this meeting. And Dan, if you want to continue to introduce the next attendants and have them come online,